Bitachon in the Psicha, in the preface. In the Lev Tov edition, it is page Resh Pei Tes. We're now going through an exercise with the Chovetz Halavavos in order to show us how really Bitachon is the only key to a serene life, a secure life in Olam Hazeh. And he is at length comparing a person to Bitachon with an alchemist, right? And contrasting the two. Now, as we explained, what he's doing is a person might think, hey, I have a person who has full financial security, a person who's very well to do, whatever it is. And if you have a person who has all that money, he also has nothing to worry about his whole life. So the Chovetz Halavavos is showing us, using the example of the alchemist, who might seem to be a person who epitomizes financial material security, and he's showing us how actually there are going to be very many drawbacks as financially secure as he is. And as we discussed, this is really like a reference point. Whenever you see a person with who seems to you like, oh wow, that man has it made, you take the Chovetz Halavavos' checklist and you apply it. All the different holes that he pokes in the alchemist's security, see how they apply. So we saw two yesterday. The first one being that he always depends on having the proper equipment, etc., which isn't always available. Number two, he can actually be killed, or his life, his health can be ruined, his life can be shortened because of the chemicals and the solutions, the fumes that he's busy with. Now number three. Balakimya en imamin al ashlishi. Number three is ki balakimya en imamin al soido izulosai. An alchemist does not gain prestige for his trade, because on the contrary, he has to keep it a secret. Apparently alchemy was illegal. I don't know if it was a form of sorcery or whatever it was, but therefore he kept it as a secret. Miros al nafsha, because he's afraid for his life. V'abitech belekim, whereas a person who trusts Hashem, einenu yorei mishum adam bevitchonoi. He has nothing to fear. He doesn't need to hide his bitachon. Aval mispar bai, on the contrary, he glories in his connection with Hashem. Kemay shama David, like David said, belekim batachti lo yira mayaseh adam li. Since my trust is in Hashem, I have nothing to be afraid of. What can a person do for me? Now we're going to see as we go through the 10, the Chovetz Halavavos in a few places is going to draw on the alchemist's fear because he could get in trouble for his trade. So we have to draw the fine distinctions between the different points the Chovetz Halavavos is making. Here he's making a basically simple point. The point is not so much the fear right now. It's more that when you're looking at the alchemist versus the Baal Bitachon, the Baal Bitachon, his means of security is actually something that grants him dignity. It's actually something that will earn him the respect of others. Not that that's the point, but that's the reality of it. A great person will earn the respect of others. Whereas an alchemist, on the contrary, his claim to fame has to be well hidden away. So sometimes a person's wealth puts him in a compromised position in terms of his standing. If his wealth is not coming from a very reputable place, then his wealth doesn't give him any reason to be proud, and on the contrary, he might be keeping skeletons in the closet. Okay, Haravi. The fourth is Kibala Kimya. As we said before, an alchemist actually depends on having equipment and chemicals and different solutions in order to do his thing. So he's always in a dilemma. There's a regular and ongoing dilemma in terms of how he's going to set himself up. He can do one of two things. He can either go collect the equipment and solutions once every few years, and in one shot make a great amount of gold and silver that will cover him for a long time. Right? So if he does that, so he either does that, or, no, he can live in his laboratory the whole time, and each time he makes a little bit for what he needs now. Meaning, he either makes himself a supply for 5 years at a time, or he does it on a daily, weekly basis. Now, if he doesn't want to be busy with the solutions of keeping track of his equipment the whole time, so he has to make a large sum of money that then he has to store for a while, right? So, yeah, kol yomav mefached al nafshoi. He's always going to be nervous. Shelo yevad mimeno b'minei siboyis aveda, that he shouldn't lose it. V'lo yashkoit liboy, v'lo yitanoach nafshoi, mipachta elav me'amelech v'am. He has a dilemma. He makes a lot in one shot because he doesn't want to constantly be busy in his laboratory. He makes a lot in one shot. Then he has the trouble of holding on to such a large sum of wealth in his house. He's scared of thieves. And even more than that, he's even scared of the authorities. Like before we saw earlier, it's illegal. So he's scared of thieves, and he doesn't even have legal protection. So what's the alternative? You don't do that much in one shot. You do enough for a couple of days, and every few days you do another batch. If you do that, then you may run into a situation where you'll need it, but you won't be able to, like we saw before. It's a process. It depends on having all the available chemicals, etc. If he's not going to, if he's going to be doing it on a piecemeal basis, then he might run into a situation where he's short for cash and he's stuck. If he suddenly needs a lot of cash and he hasn't actually prepared it and he doesn't have time now, it's not going to work now to go through the whole process of preparing it. It's a big ASIC. So what's his point here? How is this applicable in a general way? The point that he's making really is that there's stress and there's dilemma involved. If he's holding on to a lot, he has the stress of having to keep it and to protect it, right, with whatever that entails. If not, he's back to the other problem, that he still doesn't for sure know that he'll have it whenever he needs it. He isn't really set up. So this really, the point here is the stress just in terms of caring for his money, which is the basic point of Marba Nechos and Marba Da'aga. Very often you have a rich man who has a lot, but what's involved in maintaining it and what's involved in caring for it is something that does not give him sleep. So that's another thing to check when you see a person who's very financially secure. There's a man who has it made. What does his stress levels look like because of his wealth? It's another thing to check. Mabateach melekim, whereas if you're going the bitachon route, he is well assured that Hashem, he doesn't need to worry about what am I going to do here, what am I going to do there. Again, he does his basic ishtadlus. That's always built in here. The Kodesh HaKodashim is not negating ishtadlus. But he's saying as far as the stress level goes, there won't be any. He'll do his basic ishtadlus, and then he goes off without worrying about it. Wherever he's going to be, whatever the situation, whatever circumstances he's in, he knows that it's always deliverable. Hashem can deliver anywhere, in any situation, just like Hashem does in impossible situations. You have a baby in his mother's womb, and Hashem manages to get the food in there too. Right? Not more difficult. It's not more difficult to get the food to you wherever you are. He gets the nutrients into the chick inside the egg. Even though you look at the egg, you don't see it's impossible to get anything in there. And the bird in the sky, v'adogim b'mayim, v'anamol ha'ktanim chalishu, so all the different animals, Hashem can provide for all of them. While, if you look just at the individual's abilities, on the one hand, you can have an ant, a tiny, feeble creature that's well cared for its whole life. On the other hand, but sometimes a lion, as strong as and able as he is, he might not have everything he needs. So, this is point number four. It's the aspect of mar ben echos and mar ben da'aga, that wealth will often come along with dilemmas and stresses, which the Bitachon root does not have. V'chamishi. Number five is, now here, like I said before, there's a number of these are now revolving around the same point, that alchemy was an illegal trade, and the different stresses that come along with that. Okay? V'chamishi shebalakimio tachasio v'fachad amalachtoi min agodo v'adakotin sheba'am. An alchemist puts his entire life in fear. He's scared of getting caught. This is very simple and straightforward. Again, I want to just bring this together so we should understand. We're not talking about the same point here. There are subtle differences. He's bringing out a few different angles of the stresses involved in illegal money, right? Which very often wealth will involve. So yes, the alchemist is financially cared for, but he's in constant fear just because he can get in big trouble. This is not the same as what we saw earlier. Earlier we saw just the fact that he has his trade, but his trade doesn't enable him to demonstrate it and earn prestige for it. And we also saw that it causes stresses just in terms of caring for the money. But here we're seeing that the trade itself causes fear. Now this is also something, you apply it. Again, this is not going to be relevant to everybody, but there will be cases where you see a person who, once again, is very financially secure, but he has all kinds of things that he has to be afraid of, because if this becomes known and that becomes known, he's in trouble. Whereas, the Baal Bitachon, it's the other way around. He's not scared of anybody. He has nothing to be scared of. And on the contrary, Hashem will cause others to fear him. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight.